Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Squid Billy, and Allie hanging out with you here at the Publix at Town Brookhaven. It's time for the wake-up call in just 1 second, 404-726-0929. We got a lot of things to talk about with the Atlanta Falcons. Diego Pavia, Heisman Trophy, yes or no? Here's what I want to do with the wake-up call for the Falcons fans real quick. Are you on team I want Bijan to always have the ball in his hand, or are you on team ball distribution? I've talked to a bunch of people in the last couple of days. Man, our playmaker, I want more touches for Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson, Drake London. And there's also people that are like, Drake, you know, Darnell Mooney's got to do more. We need a third. We need to trade for a third receiver. We need, you know, I want Tyler Algier to be on the field. Which team are you on? Would you rather see three players with the ball, or do you want eight players to have the ball? Call in and let us know, 404-726-0929.
Is there a C where you want the team to do whatever it takes to win the game?
Like, well, I think we're all on that team. I mean, we just have differing opinions on what exactly that is.
I hear people say that, and I get so frustrated with that line of thinking. I am 1,000% feed the hot hand, and I think that, and I think when you have three guys drafted in the top eight on your offense, it should be one of those things where it's not always just Bijan. I don't know if I've had – since Julio Jones, Bijan Robinson is probably my favorite player to see the ball in his hands since Julio. But that said, I love when Kyle breaks free on a little crossing route and they get the ball on the move. Or I love when Drake London goes up and essentially mosses someone and palms the ball in their face to score a touchdown. Feed the hot hand.
I think that's where you and I differ. I want to see Darnell Mooney on the crossing route. I want to see somebody take the Ray McLeod position, whether that be, you know, Jamal Agnew or Daryl Hodge or whoever, the Casey Washington. I want to see Tyler Algier get 10-plus carries.
I agree with you there. My point is I don't leave a game saying it's unacceptable that so-and-so didn't get this, because I look at it and say, well, okay, well, what were they doing? What was the defense doing, and how did the game play out? Because to me, if Tyler Algier gets four carries and Drake London has 12 catches or Darnell Mooney has seven catches for 105 and two tutties, you know what matters? The final score, because – I think in each game, one of our playmakers, and you named a few of them, should go off. Now, if all of those guys have off games, I'm very frustrated. And I kind of feel like that's what happened Sunday.
Yeah, and we'll talk about this more in just a little bit with the wake-up call. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
Here are the headlines you need to know before you clock in this morning. Game one of the World Series starts tonight between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. First pitch is set for 8 o'clock. Everyone's cheering for the Blue Jays. Hawks are back in action tonight in Orlando to take on the Magic. Pregame is at 6:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip-off is set for 7. Chargers dominated the Vikings last night, 37-10 on Thursday Night Football. The NBA gambling scandal is getting messier and messier. Former NBA player Damon Jones was arrested on charges that he allegedly disclosed privileged injury information about a prominent basketball player to facilitate illegal sports betting. Allegedly, that was LeBron James. Just tons of stuff coming out in this scandal.
Always a good time. And I know we've got full phone lines and a lot of people wanting to talk about all kinds of topics. So, Dylan, let's do this thing. Like I said, full phone lines here on a Falcon Friday, headed into the weekend. And, boy, we've had a ton of topics to talk about throughout the day. College football, the NBA scandal, and all the NFL games coming up this weekend, as well as all the public stuff we're getting. Are you a fan of Sweet Heat Yuzu and Habanero-flavored pineapple lemonade? Allie is. She said it's the greatest drink ever of all time. Dylan, let's go to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Tinker up in Kennesaw. Tink, man, it's been a while. Welcome back to the show.
What's up?
Hey, man.
Hey, I don't think the World Series of Poker is going to be sponsoring the NBA anytime soon. But with the Falcons, I agree. Let's do that hot hand. I could care less who it is. Just make it happen. And I guess the question I got, because I happened to see it last week, was very interesting. What is the best outdoor Halloween decoration you saw? I saw a guy have a table out, a bunch of skeletons playing like cards, and had fake $100 bills. And right in the middle of that table was a stripper pole that went up and had another one dressed in high heels and a wig.
Oh, man.
Well, appreciate the phone call, Tink. Appreciate the phone call.
They need to add a Chauncey Billups jersey to one of the skeletons, and it'll
be
complete.
Don't do that, man, like that.
What? Oh! I'm not going to do him like that. How did he do all his friends?
I think the pop culture
allegedly. I don't think they were his friends.
I think the pop culture Halloween costumes are shifting at this moment. You know?
Yes.
There's going to be a lot of people in jumpsuits.
I think they definitely are. We have a lot of Halloween decorations, and we're all over the place. I actually don't like it. Like, we don't have a central theme in our Halloween decorations. We have like a couple blow ups. There's obviously some pumpkins. Spread some spider webs over the bushes. We got some witches hanging from the trees. Like, we got all kinds of stuff. You know what I mean? It's kind of a smorgasbord, and it kind of looks a little bit weird.
You want
it's a little
be
bit too much.
A little bit more organized.
Right.
Yeah,
you know
we've got a little graveyard.
Sporadic.
That's about it.
It's kind of sporadic for us. So, anyways, as far as him talking about the hot hand, go back into this for just a second. I just think I'd like to see the ball distributed because I think it means Michael Penix is understanding the offense at a little bit of a higher clip as opposed to Drake London getting 16 targets a couple of weeks ago. And remember, we asked the question, is that a good or bad thing? He got targeted 10 times against San Francisco and only had 4 catches.
But that's, to me, part of the hot hand thing. And I want – because, like, in the passing game, like, the thing is if they're giving you a matchup, I need not only the OC, but I need Michael Penix to recognize it and feed it until they stop it, until they show they've adjusted. Because – that, to me, is how you win football games. You exploit what the other teams. We saw it in Minnesota, right? When they played Minnesota, they were going to play that two-deep safety look, daring you to run on them. They ran it down their throat. And it ended up being Bijan and Algier going off that game because it was the running game. Could be the passing game. But to me, when people say, I need Bijan to touch the ball this many times and I need Kyle Pitts to touch it this many times, well, let me ask you a question. If I'm focusing on that, how am I focusing on winning the game? Because they don't always go hand in hand. If I'm force-feeding people touches, I'm taking away from finding what they're giving me and just exploiting the hell out of it. Now I'm worried about this guy's got all his touches for the guy, you know, on the radio or in the press or wherever. I just think that's getting away from the reality of what you're trying to do.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Dylan, let's talk to Sam over in Atlanta. Sam, what's going on this morning? Happy Friday.
Friday. Hey, good morning. Happy Friday.
What's up, man?
Yeah, so I think regarding the Falcons, I believe that the passing game should run through Drake London. There is no reason for him to be getting any less than maybe 10 to 12 targets a game if that is your true top 10 wide receiver one. Now, the run game, I feel a little different. I've been saying for the past 3 years now that we should have a Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery setup where Bijan and Tyler are getting their fair share of carries, running the ball well, basically what we did against Washington and Buffalo. That needs to be the game plan week in and week out. And my issue with Zach Robinson is not only the play calling in certain situations, but it's also the fact that we don't have an identity offensively. And one thing you could say, and I've had a lot of criticism about Arthur Smith, and we've rightfully gave him his fair share of criticism, but when he was our head coach, our identity offensively, we knew that. We were going to run the football week in and week out, and if you stopped it, good for you. That needs to be our identity here. And you were on the team early on, Mike, when Matt Ryan was early on in his career and that offense ran through Michael Turner. We ran the football, and that needs to be our identity now.
Sam, I completely agree with that, man. And I do. I said it this. We talked about it Monday. Like, we have two different identities on offense, and I think they have to find some middle ground and come together on how the run game marries to the passing game.
I also think, though, that it's very obtuse to compare with the Matt Ryan 2008, 2009 teams to this team. The offensive lines are not the same. They weren't built the same. Michael Turner was a
different. I think he's just saying that offense had an identity, and this one doesn't.
I agree, but I do believe that the identity of this team is they want to run the ball first. The problem is that it's really hard to run the ball 30 times when you're getting 2 yards a carry average, which means you're losing yardage on a lot of times. It's hard to just bang your head against the wall. You got to move the football. The problem for this offense is not moving the football. That's where we get lost. It's not moving the football. It's scoring touchdowns. We're not putting points on the board. The 20-20, we're seventh in the league in yards per game.
Yeah.
We're moving the football, guys. We just can't score.
Short yardage in red area, man. Something obviously San Francisco was able to do at a pretty high clip last week. Hey, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Coleman over in Winder. Coleman, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
No, what's going on? How's everybody doing this morning?
Living the dream, baby.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Squid Billy Nation already checking in. I just wanted to let y'all know y'all do a great job.
Thank you, sir.
I'll be rocking my Salute the Service 2025 Michael Penix jersey. It's an olive one, and it's fresh. So hopefully he, you know, gets in the pocket and does what he does. I want Zach Robinson to, you know, to do some audible plays. Get him to you know what I mean? Give it to Bijan because he's the best player. But if not, use him as a decoy like we didn't do the previous game. So
I love it, man. I think you bring up a good point right there. There can be some decoy stuff. I probably would have him on the field on the 4th-and-1 play, but I don't know that he necessarily needs the ball. Let's try to get one more in here, Dylan. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Garrett in Alpharetta. Garrett, what's going on, man? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
Good. I think this is a good opportunity for a get-right game for Atlanta. I mean, not that we've looked good, but, you know, we're just inconsistent week to week. And I agree with the caller before the last guy. I mean, I think we just need to establish the run game. Bijan needs to have 20-plus touches, and I'd like to see Tyler Algier with 10-plus touches. But I also agree with you. I mean, we don't score in the red zone. We're constantly kicking field goals, and they're either getting blocked or we're missing. So that's another thing we got to capitalize on. And then the last thing I was going to say was that defense has a great opportunity this game to get some turnovers. Tua's been throwing picks, and I'd love to see Xavier Watts, Jesse Bates, A.J. Terrell force some turnovers. And that's what I'm hoping to see come Sunday.
Yeah, man. Yeah, good stuff, Garrett. Perfect phone call.
We're fourth in the league in rushing per game. We're averaging 136 yards a game. The games we've won, we've ran the ball well. The game plan every week is to come out and establish a run. I don't for a thing, second thing. I think that they might try to go about it at times. Like I think last week they made an effort to maybe loosen the defense up by throwing the football around. But, yes, I do believe that's the identity. The problem is we don't have an identity when we get in the red zone. The other problem I would tell you is that when you're good at something – other teams say, how do we take away their run game? That's what's happening. That is why we need to figure out whether it's using the short passing game or Michael Penix has to be better, because every week we're not going to be able to run the football down people's throats, and we've got to figure out how to counter and win with throwing the football at times, because when they take it away.
We've got to find a secondary run play. got to find a run play that complements wide zone that works. So when wide zone's taken away, we can hit him with a secondary counter, whatever it may be. We've got to find that play, and I think it'll unlock this offense.
That takes winning up front on those plays too. We've got it. It's an all-encompassing thing.
Well, and I want to remind you that Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Coming up, former Falcons QB, now analyst. The Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, Dave Archer, is going to join us to preview this weekend's game. I don't want to take any time away from Dave, but I do have to mention that Jacob just brought us the Publix Atlanta Falcons sub. This has chicken tenders with a sweet maple seasoning, bacon, peach preserves, and sriracha mayonnaise. Who's taking the first bite there?
It's about to go down. I'll step up to the plate.
We're going to try that, and Dave will join us next live from Publix at Town Brookhaven on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift live from Publix at Town Brookhaven. It is very, very busy in here with lots of listeners stopping in. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Gordon's on site with us, Dylan behind the glass. Bo, you have a lot more candy corn to eat now.
I'm not eating the candy corn. I'll take those Tootsie Pop rolls, Tootsie Roll Pops. And I got this sausage over here. I got this, this pub sub, the chicken tenders with the sriracha and stuff all over. We have. The Squid Nation just went off. I mean, we just floored. I didn't even know we had Brookhaven, members of Brookhaven's law enforcement or members of Squid Nation. They stopped in here.
I don't know about that. But
phenomenal outpouring of support for the nation here.
Can't argue that. We had a Squid Nation T-shirt sighting with Mr. Yo. So, and Chris from College Park. So all kinds of cool stuff going on. And shout out to those members of the Brookhaven Police that did bring us candy. Huge. They were making jokes.
Yeah.
Making jokes, and they brought candy corn. And Tootsie Roll Pops.
Absolutely hilarious. We're going to be here until 9. If you're in the area, feel free to stop on by. It's Town Brookhaven, the Publix right there. So we're bringing in Dave Archernow, former Falcons QB, and analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. I was wondering which one of you was going to do it. Our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy & Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. Dave, let me just ask. Michael Penix has been limited in practice the last couple days. It doesn't feel like it's been something that would hold him back. But do you have any insight on his status for Sunday's game?
No, Sally, I don't have any more than what we've all gotten on Michael. I saw him and talked to him quite a bit over the last few days. He looks like he's moving around okay. You know, obviously moving and making people miss that are trying to hunt you on the defensive side of the football are two different things. But as far as that and comparing to what you're doing in walkthroughs and things like that in practice. But he seemed to be in pretty good spirits. He seemed to be in a pretty good place mentally that he was going to be ready to go. And so I'll trust that. I think he's a tough kid, and he's dealt with – you know, injuries and things, or, you know, being hurt a little bit before. And so I think he'll be ready to go.
Arch, we were having the conversation, and people are questioning the identity, and I keep hearing people say, well, we just need to run the football. We just need to run the football. And, I mean, we're fourth in running the football offensively in yards per game, while our average is just in the top 15 at 12. But I tend to believe that we do make that a part of our game plan every week. That is the identity. But to me, where this team has to grow offensively is when teams line up to take the run away, or when you're not getting blocked up front, that's when that intermediate passing game has to develop. Am I wrong in that process? I mean, what do you see?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of little things, I guess, you could look at, Bo. I mean, can you run it? Can you throw it? You want to be able to do both, and you want to be able to do one if they're trying to take the other one away. It's obviously very difficult for a defense to take everything away that you do, and if you got multiplicity of things to do and you got different guys to get the ball to, then that makes it difficult for a defense to prepare for you. For me, this is about Atlanta and them finding their identity in the red zone. They're one of the, I think, five teams in the National Football League that are in the top 10 throwing the ball and running the ball. So you can do both, and you've got guys that can do both. How can you execute when you get down to the red zone? And execution is the word that I think people hear, you know, fans hear players say or coaches say. I don't think they understand what the word means is execution. There's so many different things that go into it. It's just an idle word that's thrown there. Oh, we got to execute. Well, what does that mean? Just for instance, let's take the fourth down play that doesn't work out against San Francisco. Okay, you got a play where you're bringing Drake across the formation in motion. Okay, so Drake's motion has to be one that when he gets to the other side of the formation, he then squares up and begins to slide sideways so he can go vertical up the field to threaten the defender that he's going to go by him, or maybe angle back to the inside. And then he's got to have a pressure break at the top of his route, albeit only two or three steps up the field. There's got to be a vertical push and then a hard pressure break away to create separation for Michael to have a window to throw the football in. That's just one piece of execution in that particular play. Obviously, there's the protection. There's the read. Should I throw it to Sills on the other side who happened to be open on the play? There's just a lot of pieces to one particular play of execution. And when they get in trouble, it's when they don't execute, and it's the little things like that that keep them from doing it.
Yeah, I love that conversation, Arch, and there's so many different ways to kind of dive back into that. And you mentioned it, like the yardage is not the problem. We start getting in the red zone, we get in short yardage opportunities, and sometimes can't put it together. I want to focus a little bit on the spray chart, if you will, like they call it in baseball, the Michael Penix and where he's throwing the ball and, you know, throwing the ball outside of the numbers. Arch, I can't remember a time, and maybe I'm wrong, and you have something locked in, you usually do, but I can't remember a time that we've completed a ball between the hashes. And I just wonder from a quarterback's perspective, how much of that is design, how much of that is personnel, and how much of that is his comfortability of throwing things kind of outside of the numbers and leaning towards the sidelines.
Now, when you talk about completing inside the number or inside, you're talking about throws down the field, or are you talking about what are you talking about?
Because honestly, any of them. I'm talking about any of them.
It's on the slant route that it comes off the top of my mind. One of those developmental things that people talk about him with, if you remember, you go back to the Buffalo game 2 weeks ago, he almost gets picked off at the end of the game. He throws the ball inside to Drake, and Shaq Thompson should have picked it off. It was late in the football game. He stared him down. Drake was in the slot left, ran the slant route, was, you know, close to the hash mark, I guess, almost picked off. This week, he has a very similar formation, but this time Pitts is in the slot left. Pitts runs the exact same route, only this time Michael uses his eyes, pulls the linebacker right, and then hits Pitts inside on about a 10 to 12 yard play on the slant route. Now, as far as touching people down the field in the intermediate area, like, you know, if you start talking about 12 to 18 yards down the field, I see what you're saying, and certainly in the red zone, that's an area you'd like to hurt people in, especially teams that want to play kind of that umbrella coverage and try to hover those safeties at the goal line or the 2 yard line. Can you touch them to the inside, like the throw to Kyle Pitts that he caught against Washington for the touchdown that sent the game to overtime on that Sunday night game in out there in Washington? So I think they're throwing the ball in there. I don't know that they're throwing the ball down the field in that area very much, Mike. So it'd be interesting to see if they try to attack some of that.
Arch, with Miami coming in here and Devon Diablo probably going to miss this week with this forearm injury. They called him week to week, and he will miss time. So I don't expect to see him. I think that's pretty obvious. Bertrand steps up, but Ulbrich also talked about maybe having a safety fill in that position. How do you see the rotation at that linebacker position that Diablo fills playing out with, you know, when would they see a safety in there? When would you see Bertrand take it over, and maybe who steps in?
Yeah, I think that, you know, obviously JD is going to be the first guy because of the experience he played last week. I thought that as the game went along, JD played much better. He had 10 tackles in the game, so he was around the football now. Is he making the tackles at the depth that you want him to make him at, or is he making him 7 or 8 yards down the field? That's the thing. You want to be able to make plays around the line of scrimmage and force him into third and in difficult situations. Certainly, when you start talking about safeties coming in there, DeMarco Helms is a guy that's got a little bit punch to him. A guy that's probably forgotten in this thing is probably D'Angelo Malone. D'Angelo Malone will probably get some snaps in there as well, I would assume. You know, Malone had, of course, the interception. He was in the game and on the field against Buffalo. He played, and they had a piece designed for Malone to kind of pressure from the inside, so he might get some snaps in there. So, yeah, I think you'll mix in Helms, Malone, Bertrand. I don't know if they play it. I'm trying to let Bates play down in there a little bit, you know, so I think it'll be a myriad of players.
Arch, real quick before we let you go, I wanted to touch on Darnell Mooney, and obviously, you know, I think we all agree that this offense is best when Darnell Mooney is in it and is playing at a high level. He gets 5 targets, three catches a week ago. What did you see out of him, and, you know, what do we think he can look like in the coming weeks as he gets closer to 100%?
Yeah, I just thought he was sharper, Mike. I thought that the route seemed sharper. I don't know if he was dragging a leg around with the hamstring or if the shoulder was still bothering him early on in the year. I see some crispness to his routes. I thought that declaration for a quarterback is key to help, you know, kind of clear the water a little bit when you start trying to decide what's going on coverage-wise. But I agree with you. Mooney has the and Mooney's one of those guys, Mike, that – you don't have a lot of short – you got Bijan Robinson, and you don't have a lot of short-area quickness guys. So if you can get the ball to Mooney does have some of those quick make you miss in a phone booth type ability, as well as that deep top end speed where he can blow the top off. So having a healthy Darnell Mooney and playing the way he did last week, maybe get him the ball maybe 5 or 6 times in this game would certainly help out the offense.
Yes, we are certainly looking forward to Sunday's game, Dave. Of course, pregame with Mike and Bo starts at 11. Then you can catch Dave and Wes when things kick off at 1 o'clock right here on 92.9 The Game. Dave, we appreciate the time as always. We'll talk to you Monday.
Okay, Allie. Great talking to you guys.
You too. That is Dave Archer, former Falcons QB and analyst for the Atlanta Falcons
Analyst
Radio Network. Coming up, we're going to get one last look at this game between the Falcons and the Dolphins, and we've got a life of squid.
I've never felt more connected to Joe Flacco ever in my life after hearing him talk the other day at his press conference. I'll tell you what I'm talking about next on the morning show. Sports Radio 929 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yes, it is Friday on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. We are live from Publix at Town, Brookhaven. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Gordon keeping us on air out here with Dylan hanging back at the station. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Look, we've been out at Publix all morning meeting listeners that have stopped by. Normally, it's people saying, oh, I get to match the voice with the face. But today's been the reverse for us.
Yes.
Because we get to meet the listeners that have been calling in.
Yes.
And we get to match their faces with the voices.
Man, that was crazy. When Chris stopped by and I just, you know, like people say that to us all the time. It's like, oh, good to finally put a voice. And I looked at him and I was like, hashtag Squid Nation, hashtag Squid Squad.
Well, and he was like, I'm Chris, you know, Allie Mack.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah, nice,
you.
Man. And also the Brookhaven police officers that stopped by and brought candy corn. I was like, Not sure if they were in on the joke at first. They were like, hey, we brought you guys some candy. And I'm like, oh, thank you. And I'm sitting there going, I don't want to be rude, but like,
no, they
I don't
knew.
Want that candy corn. And then it hit me. I saw the look on his face, and I was like, oh, he's being funny. I see what you're doing there.
Yeah.
You never really know. You got to measure it out.
Mr. Yo rolled in with his Nation shirt. I mean, we this has been a banner day for Squid Nation. We've definitely taken over this remote.
Yep. You guys had two whole people here.
No, those police officers were definitely Squid Nation.
That's why they bought you the candy you hate?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. They bought it for you, because, but they came in for me. I mean.
I do want to mention, we put up a video of the heated trivia challenge between Mike and Bo yesterday. If you want to check that out, it's at 929 yeah. Morning Shift.
Much like the head count for members of his squad today, Mike lost that as well.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. Well, it was right at the last minute.
Not to give a spoiler alert, but it was
lost
very dramatic.
Lost by a quarter of a second on the answer.
I'm going to tell you something. That video looked professionally shot.
Did it?
And I know that it wasn't. That's all to Allie.
Yeah.
That was a lot of MacGyvering work right there, but we did it. It's up there. Go check it out. I know on Sunday you guys kick things off at 11 with the pregame. So last thoughts on the Falcons-Miami matchup.
Yeah. I think this is – I think a caller said earlier, this should be a get-right game. And I know that Bo has kind of aired out his nerves today as far as this game goes. I feel the same way, but I also feel like this is our chance to really begin to understand what this version of the Falcons are. We've had road games. We've had ups. We've had great moments, and then we've had awful moments. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if we really want to continue on the trajectory – with the battery of Raheem Morris and Michael Penix and everything else we've got going on, then we need to go win this game and win it handily. This is not saying that Miami's a bad team, but we should be opportunistic and we should fit up against them very well during a home game. They're not a good run defense. Tua's been turning the ball over. Mike McDaniels is on his last leg. Let's go out and deal with business, and I think we have a great opportunity in front of us.
I'm going to tell you Miami's a bad team. However, in the NFL, bad teams don't always lose. And you need to show that you're a good team and that you know how to put away bad teams. And I mean by that is come out, start fast, and leave no doubt. And get it, score a touchdown on the opening drive, whether it's the opening drive of the game or this is the first time you have the ball, put points on the board. But when Miami is going to give you opportunities to take this game, take them. Do not let them hang around. Do not give them – don't get an interception or a turnover and not put points on the board, not put touchdowns on the board. You know, I've seen way too many games that other versions of this team – you talk about what this version is, but other versions have not seized the moment and put games away. Don't allow them to hang around, because when you allow any team in the NFL, good or bad, to hang around, you will lose – games in this league.
Let me ask you this question, because I think I have thoughts on this too. Is there anything you want to see from this team that we haven't seen in recent weeks? Not all season, but anything in recent weeks you have not seen that you would like to see this weekend that would lead you to say, okay, we definitely captured the moment?
I mean, the easiest thing is, yeah, just be going 100% in the red zone. But I would say anytime they – put themselves behind, you capitalize. Whether it's like last week, we got an interception, right? What did we do with it?
Nothing.
Nothing. Score.
Pretty much three and out.
Put the ball in the end zone.
Yeah.
If they make a mistake on first down, whether it's a false start, holding, they need to be punting in the next two plays. And it needs to be – it doesn't need to get close to where it's fourth and two. It needs to be you absolutely put them away. And I need James Pierce to. I think James Pierce has played. I think he's played well.
Jalen Walker out, I believe.
Probably. I mean, he missed. He was. He did not practice yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say. I'm not one of these stat readers only where I think James Pierce. Oh, he sucks because he has only got like six tackles, and I think he's played well, and he's helped create plays. He and Leonard Floyd and Arnold Ebiketie, and Jalen Walker when he's in. Have created sack opportunities for Sam Roberts, Zach Harrison.
I agree with that too. I think that his opportunities to get sacks will come when they're not picking on him on second down. You know what I mean? I think very much that these opposing offenses look at James Pierce as an edge player on early downs, and they run at him.
Yes.
And I think that when that goes away and he becomes a better run defender, then the opportunities on the edge will come.
But make that play. Stop getting pinned inside on those run plays. That's what I'm talking about. Like, I need him to make a few of those plays. So to what you're saying is that goes away.
Yeah. I think that mine is this. I at least want us to take a deep shot down the field over the top of the safeties. I'm not saying we've got to connect on it, but have some kind of concept that allows us to get one-on-one coverage with a Darnell Mooney or a Kyle Pitts downfield that allows us to at least take a deep shot. Penix has done a great job of getting the ball out of his hands, but it's been to our detriment at times. I want to at least see us try to loosen up that third layer of the defense that allows us to make more plays underneath in the coming weeks, and hopefully we'll get that.
Yeah, let's go, Dylan. Yeah, you know where you can find Baron Buttons W Sauce, Fireshire, the Breakfast Sauce too, right here in your Publix. I had no clue also that there were so many members of – Brookhaven's Finest that were Squid Nation members. They just keep rolling in. It's amazing.
I didn't know either. It's almost like you're making that up.
Drawn to you today.
Definitely not making it up. I'm glad my tag's up to date. So, anyways, appreciate them and appreciate you guys listening. Appreciate your service. Thank you all for everything you do. Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, it is still available to sign up. The foursomes are going quickly.
Foursomes?
I believe there's maybe six or seven foursomes.
Foursomes.
Left. So get signed up today. And if you can't get in, maybe you can donate or, you know, just reach out. We'll see what we can do. Try to take care of you. Cause all we want to do is sell it out and make money for Pets for Vets. Okay. Joe Flacco's talking about being in Cincinnati and I'm setting this up cause, it's a shorter clip. It's about a minute and a half of him talking at the press conference, on Wednesday. He's basically saying that his kids didn't go with him to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, they didn't go with him to Cincinnati. He said, look, we moved him last year. Thought it was a better idea. I think they live in the Jersey area. He said, I think it was a better idea just to leave them at home, let them sit in a routine. He's like, I used to see the guy at the bar and think that I felt bad for him and I wanted to eat with him. But now, I don't think that way.
You know, just kind of take myself out of that mindset, call home, go sit at a restaurant by myself and realize that, man, that's pretty enjoyable to do. After there's not too many situations, I tell people all the time. I mean, I used to see guys sitting at a bar by themselves or, you know, just sitting by themselves eating and grabbing a little meal. And I'm like, man, I feel so bad for that guy. Like, you almost want to go join him. And now I realize, like, that dude was in heaven.
So he's obviously, and he goes on to say, look, I obviously want to be around my kids. I want to be in that moment. He was like, but there is something to be said about just sitting there enjoying your meal, a drink, and just having your thoughts. And, you know, I used to also say that I would always, like, if I was going to be, like, when I was single, well, not single but not married, right, and Amy and I were just getting together and mm-hmm. she would be, like, at school, she was at school or she was working nights, I'd be like, oh, I'm not going to go sit in a place by myself. I'm going home to watch the game or whatever. And because I didn't want to be that guy and I didn't like sitting in those moments. But now, I travel a lot and everything with work, and there's moments where I'm like, I see the guy in the bar, and I'm like, dude, that guy's got it. He's got a meal, got a couple of cold drinks. Ain't nobody bothering him. He's just sitting there watching the game, hanging out. And it's not to say it's not to say I don't want to be around family and friends. But there is something about that moment of peace where there's nothing to bother you.
Yeah. And it's eating at the bar, you got a short conversation with the bartender going on.
Yeah. It's intermittent, right? Like when he's not busy or she's not busy or whatever, and you're just like, man, this is so easy. There's just nothing but me and my thoughts.
Yeah, the bartender walks up and goes, hey, can I get you some food? And you're like, man, whoa, slow down. Yeah. I'm just going to take my time here, okay? I'm not ready to order that food.
Let me
just finish my first beer, and we'll move on from there, man. Calm down.
Maybe I want a small appetizer. I don't know yet, you know?
I will say Joe Flacco's – I saw this, and I told you guys a couple months ago there was a special with his kids, and I think they're like – I think he's got three boys between 5 and 12, and they were I think it was his oldest one was like making fun of him not being very good at football these days. Mm-hmm. They were like, how cool is it that you're dad, you know? And he's like, yeah, he's not very good. Like, I was like, dude, why are you cooking your dad like this? That's no fun. Oh, man, your dad's got a Super Bowl ring, and you're like, yeah, it's fine.
It's funny because I was never a big Flacco guy because it was always Flacco versus Matt, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, man, Flacco can get lost. Matt Ryan, you know, I was a Matt Ryan guy. But I love these quarterbacks when they get in this part of their career and they're just like, blanket. I don't care. I'll say I'm not the face of the, I'm not the face of a franchise.
Yeah.
I'll say whatever
do?
I want.
What are you gonna do? Cut me? Trade me?
There is an update. So Larry and his truck hit me up or hit all of us up and said, look, my wife sent the Brookhaven PD down there. And so Larry, we appreciate that. I had no clue that that your wife was a member of Squid Nation, but shout us out to Miss Truck, as Mike called her earlier. So
that's hysterical. I love that the Brookhaven PD were showing up today. It was amazing. Great time out
Look
here.
Look at her. He's back right now.
Hey, hi.
She's a candy corn fan. You might want to take her away.
All right. Unfortunately, we got to go. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, Gordon, myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. Thank you so much to Jacob, the entire crew at Publix in town Brookhaven for having us today. They gave us lemonade, peach chai tea, volcano dip, the Falcons pub sub,
we got a big mess to clean up.
Coffee.
Big
I know. Mess. We got to clean up now. Thank you again to the Publix in town Brookhaven for having us today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
eat your sausage, Atlanta.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.